Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock with me, The Solution, and joining me today for the last time this year on Fiona's Forecast is Fiona.
Sad face.
Yeah. What now? What did you just say before I pressed record?
I said, you're supposed to enjoy your hobbies. That's what I said.
And following Essendon is a hobby, right. And it causes us pain.
Oh boy. Yes, it does. It was just a moment of reflection of thinking that hobbies are supposed to be, you know, a vice outside of the stress of work. And personally, as a business owner, it's you know, I would say 92% stress. And so you're supposed to fall back and have something joyful and nice in you know, the shape of your hobby. But so far, would you say there's been more highs than lows this year as a whole? Don't be misguided by the second part of this year. Don't let that cloud.
I'm not going to let recency bias.
Yeah, that
cloud my judgment.
Mm.
I would say. Now this is probably what we'd do in the final podcast, but I'd probably give us C plus, B minus, and I was expecting a D.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. No, probably B minus is generous, but the thing for me is, despite the last week, and recency bias has definitely kicked in, people are wanting to, throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Like Brad Scott, the main plate.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, you morons. Yeah. But as the Windsock 2000 said, he just said it so well, he is our only hope. Brad Scott goes, we're fucked. Just remember
he's not
that.
Going. He's not going nowhere.
No. But I would say overall, I saw the progression I wanted to see. Found out about some players who I think need to go to the Knackery. So look forward to the podcast Sunday for that. But, yeah, it was a decent year. We played decent footy. We've had two thrashings, one against Geelong. And then one last week. And other than that, the team has been competitive. We've seen some players get better. And as
resilient.
I said, we've learnt. Yep. And as I said, we've learnt about our list. And now what I want to see as the next stage of this process that we're going through is a removing of the dead wood that we can remove, some maybe a trade or two that makes sense. And some really good drafting. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard, and I understand the recency bias, and it can overcome all of the past memories. But reflecting on, you know, this week and thinking about, you know, it's the end of the season tomorrow night, and how bad last week was. I think it's important. Context is really important. And I thought to myself at the start of this year. I was without fail expecting thrashings, expecting at least a handful of thrashings, without fail. So based on that, I got what I expected anyway, but I also got more than I expected out of this year. So for me, it's been a win in that regard.
Well, we had a handful of thrashings only if you're a two-toed sloth.
I don't get it.
You know the sloth, the animal?
Yeah.
It's got two toes.
I thought you said a two-toned. And I'm like...
Two-toed sloth.
I was going to say, why are you so interested in the colour of a sloth? Oh, okay.
You know what? Yeah, if you need to explain a joke, it's a shit joke. All right, shall we get to the changes? Because there's a fuckload.
This could be a long segment.
So Darcy Parrish is playing his 150th.
Oh, yeah. Are you in the camp of are you worried?
I don't want to lose him for draft pick 28 or whatever it's going to be, but I also don't want to pay him silly money, and I also worry that because we paid silly money to some other players that aren't deserved, especially one we also gave draft picks away for. Xavier Campbell's best mate, that, yeah, I want to pay fair value for him, but I do want to keep him because I do think if we get the right pieces around him.
That wasn't the question.
What's the question?
Are you worried?
Oh, about Dusty Parrish? Yeah, I'm worried. Are you?
You're worried he's going to go now. I am absolutely not worried one bit. And can I say something that's going to be really unpopular?
Yep.
With the listeners and with probably Essendon supporters. Do you recall midway through the season when we were having this exact discussion on the forecast about Redmond and Parrish and how I just pleaded and begged and wished and prayed and hoped that Essendon would not offer overs and instead challenge these guys and see how much character and success they are willing to how much character they have and how much success they're willing to go for by what they take. The decisions they make. And I compared it to Geelong and Hawthorn in their premiership years and how every single, more than half of their list, and I know especially at Hawthorn as a fact, I'm assuming at Geelong, that more than half a dozen of those players took less years, took less money, that they were offered and chased by other clubs in order to stay together as a team, in order to achieve success. And if you recall, I said, these are the characteristics that make your club, get you to success.
I remember that. Yep.
One common goal requiring every player to have that selfless attitude. Now, Darcy Parrish is currently being put to the test, and every 700th call that Kane Corn makes is a good one. So he says 700 shit takes, but he made a good one on this.
A broken clock's right twice a day, as they say.
Exactly. And in this case, it's about every 700 times. He was 100% right. If Darcy Parrish leaves for the sake of 50K, for the sake of 1 year, then good luck to him. You don't build premiership sides. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve that extra 50K. I'm saying he probably does. And he probably should be offered it, and he will get offered it at other clubs, and he deserves it. I'm saying that hand on heart. But if he holds the club to ransom and says, for 50K, for one extra year, I'm taking another offer, well, then I'm happy for him to walk out the door, and Kane Corns is right. Kane Corns is 100% right on that. You cannot be held ransom to the players for little bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And that's where I say, I guess, I hope we pay fair value.
Well, the thing is, we've offered 750. He wants 800 to 850. We've offered 5. He wants 6. So it's essentially 50K in 1 year.
But how many years, though?
Five. What do you mean? It's either 5 years or 6. He wants 6. We've given him 5.
Yeah. So 6 years times 50K. Is relatively significant. Like, that's 300 grand.
Yeah, but
so, you know,
in the scheme, but this is what I'm saying. This is what the Geelong plays and Hawthorn plays and more. It was more. It was from 150K upwards that those players were turning down.
Yeah, I definitely.
And if he wants to go for that, then good on him, because he probably deserves it, and the club should maybe give it to him. But if he leaves because we haven't shifted our hand over 50K in a year, I'd be happy to see that happen.
Do you know what we gave Redmond?
No. It was, hard to tell. Maybe 650, 700, no, I don't know. Okay. I think it would have been overs for a halfback flanker.
Yeah, it's just you think of those Hawthorn and Geelong cultures. Do you think we have that culture?
No, and maybe he's not thinking, well, I'm not gonna buy in because it's currently not the culture that I want. But maybe he can set the tone. Maybe he starts the culture. Yeah. Maybe he's the guy who starts it. Anyway,
yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good.
It has
point.
To start somewhere, you know. And Brad Scott is the fresh new face, fresh new voice. Maybe he starts it.
Yes.
Anyway, that's just my little spiel. That won't be popular, but
well
sorry.
I'm
here for my opinions.
I haven't even got to the first change yet. So,
well, this is our last. You have to let us go for it.
True. This might explain in somewhat the performance last week. If we're to believe all these players are injured, then they didn't all get injured last week. They were playing injured, many of them. So Jake Pelly injured. Jake Stringer injured. The Jays. We're out with the Jays, in with the Ws, by the way. Jake Kelly injured. Jake Stringer injured. Jai Caldwell injured. Matt Guelfi, we saw, got injured last week. Peter Wright got injured. Sam Draper injured. Really shows why Stringer and Draper should not have played last week.
No, I don't think that. I see that as they went all in last week.
Yeah, I know why.
They're not injured, let's be quite honest. They're just being rested because they're a bit sore. And let me get this through. Every player from every club have sore players. Every club has them. So maybe Peter Wright was a bit sorer. Maybe Jake Cully wants a bit of a break from his concussion. I don't believe they got injured.
Is this a... I don't believe they got injured last week.
Yeah.
But is this a breast. Fiona scoop? Or is this a...
No, this is a...
Are you speculating?
This is a gut feel.
Well, I wonder whether...
This is a... We're not making finals. We're resting players. This is exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it'd be silly to play guys who are injured, but...
But they're not. They're just being rested. Like, they're just being held off now. Get to get true right.
But my point is, to follow on from your point earlier, there's a lot of players and a lot of teams, including in our team this weekend, who aren't 100% fit. I understand that. So there's players that are 100% fit, and there's players who've been really struggling but have been playing with injections and, you know, doing whatever they need to do to get up to try and help the team. And my point was going to be, given how poor Peter Wright's been, how poor Jake Kelly's been, and we know Caldwell is kind of coming back anyway, but like Peter Wright would not surprise me if he's been playing with significant pain for you know, a month or so. Because he's looked terrible. Jake Kelly hasn't been the same as he was and hasn't been, I don't think he's been running and covering the ground like he was earlier in the year. So there's two examples. So, yeah, I mean, whether they're sore, injured, whatever you want to call it.
They're just being put on ice for pre-season. That's basically. They could have done a few more too.
Well, there's some that, yeah, need to be put on more than just ice. But we'll save that.
But your boy's in, so we're happy, right?
Yeah, yes.
And so my boy. My second boy.
Yes. So good point. So in comes Kane Baldwin, Nick Bryan, Sam Wiedemann, Will Setterfield, Will Snelling. So there's three W's there. Three J's gone, three W's in. What do you reckon? Anybody that could have maybe... Oh, hang on, wasn't... Wait a second.
Yeah, Waller is on the emergencies, so they'll either bring him in or they'll make him sub.
So he's going to be the sub then, is that what they're saying?
Potentially, right. Or they could switch. They could make Snelling the sub and make Waller in and bring Waller in, late change.
Well, they announced that he'll have a comeback game. A farewell game.
Yeah, but he probably felt in himself. People are having little meltdowns. But how do you know Waller didn't say, yeah, Brad, I just put me a sub? Like, how do you know? People don't know that. They're assuming that.
Yeah, okay.
They're potting Essendon for that. I'm like, because you're in the inner sanctum. You know that Waller didn't say, look, Brad, I'm not really up to a full game. Let me come on and get the cheer and get everybody up. You know, like.
It makes perfect sense that he would come on as a sub.
I agree. But I also think that, yeah, anyway.
The joy, huh?
Happy my man Weed's back.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
Well, he'll have to play forward. He's been playing back in the VFL, but I'm pretty sure he'll have to play forward with Baldwin and Laverty and BZT and surely.
You'd think so. Who do you think, who's doing what? So moving on to the smoking Joe and the sitting Joe.
You've got the smoking.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say no one?
No, you've got a full, you've got the Melbourne Cup list here.
Yeah. What, slow horses?
No, because there was so many, you couldn't get lower than, okay, hang on, why didn't they bring Davey in?
Don't know. He's on the B's emergency. Yeah. I don't know. We need to play Snelling. Like, Snelling's got photos.
But that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Instead of Snelling, why not Davey for Guelphy? Anyway.
I am going to say that I think Zach Merritt will play an outstanding game in the middle and lead from the front.
I tell you what. I don't know. Did you? No one made mention of it, but was he demonstrative on the field last week? Was he? Because admittedly, I switched off, so I didn't see much of the halftime or any vision. But was he doing anything on the field?
He was accumulating possessions as he normally does.
No, I mean leadership wise.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
He's not demonstrative anyway. Like, he normally leads, I guess, like James Hurd wasn't. James Hurd didn't talk to any players. He just led by example. But I don't think the example Zach set was particularly great. And I question his fitness as well. We spoke about it. We're just repeating ourselves from the podcast, but I wonder whether, you know, the high physical load that they undertook pre-season and then early in the season, you know, trying to build up fitness over a number of years, the sacrifice we've had to make is running out of steam. But anyway, all speculation. Yeah. maybe something will come out in regards to that. But yeah, I'll say Zach Merritt will have a blinder.
Okay.
And he'll probably, he's stung because he missed the Anzac Day game, so he wants to play well against Collingwood.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So the sitting Joe. Who am I going to give the last sitting Joe to?
Speaking of Melbourne Cup fields.
Yeah. No. Nobody. I thought this is no. So nobody can go lower. Can any of them go lower than they did last week?
Oh, don't underestimate them.
This is true. Okay. Who am I going to go? This is a tricky one, yeah, because so many bad. All right, I'm going to go Redmond. Just very disappointed with his back half of the year. Just very disappointed.
It's like he signed a contract and then suddenly relaxed.
No, really? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I like him. I reckon he's a really good player.
I love him. I love him for the culture too. I think he's got the right – he's made of the right stuff, but it's not a good look when you teeter off, and he likes the hard stuff. He loved that Brad Scott put him through their paces. So it's just a little bit disappointing to see him do. And I don't care about the less touches and all that. It's when you see the, as I said last on the pod, the pretend chasing and that's the stuff that irks me. But anyway.
Yeah, he's better than that.
Exactly.
And as ever, as we always say, in terms of the sitting Joe, we hope it doesn't happen. We hope it's a reverse kind of jinx.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, I think we'll see 100%. We'll see them come out firing. There will be a response. There is not one part of my waters that thinks that's going to break on that.
Are you going to the game? Snessen home game?
Oh, I'm still undecided. I've got a very, very, very stupid late bump in at the State Library, and they don't let you bump in till late because it's a library, and then it turns so they kick people out, and then it turns into a wedding reception venue. So I can't bump in until like earliest 10 to 6. So logistically, I would have to kill myself to get to the G for the game. And it's been a big week.
When's it start? It starts at.
It's 7:50, but
7:50, yeah.
By the time I set the cake up, get myself out of there, and it's been a long, very long week, so I'm exhausted. So I'm still undecided. What about you?
Well, the Winstock 2000 told Essendon fans, no, don't go.
I know. Oh, so have you taken that advice?
I've got a work, a sort of work thing on in the evening.
Of course you do. Yeah, of course you do.
But no, it finishes about, it's a bit like you, finish, it's going to finish early-ish. Kind of goes from like 4 till 7 or whatever, 7.30.
But this is like Friday night drinks. You can leave at any time. I can't leave the wedding cake half
erected. Yeah, it's kind of an, yeah. There's
you're really finding like, the excuses I kind of have to go to the game.
Yeah, I am. Okay, you've fucking yes, got you me. Are. You've got me. No.
I, you know, you forget I know you.
I don't know.
You're choosing not to go. You are a bad supporter.
Really? I mean, the way we played last week.
Yeah, but you've got to stick, you know.
Can you imagine? Collingwood will be up by 20 points at the 10-minute mark.
Oh, the chant.
And you'd be hearing that. Collingwood.
Oh, I'm sorry. Collingwood. Oh, I already want to kill myself. Yeah, no. Yeah, I can see the unappeal, the unappealing nature of it. But
you know, I am stupid like this time tomorrow. Not this time tomorrow, but in the afternoon tomorrow, I may just say, maybe I'll just go it. I could be there. I could basically be there by quarter time. I don't know.
Hey, what?
Isn't it a shame? Because we should have all been going to the game thinking season on the line, finals possibility.
Yeah, crazy.
And, yeah, it's kind of all turned to poo.
It has, but it's also what we expected. So is it that shocking? Yeah. We just rode the highs because it was so unexpected the first half of the year.
Yeah.
And we just ran out of steam, and that's completely understandable. You know, the psychology of it is completely understandable. And Brad Scott said in his press conference today that now he has the information about all the players, about the football department, and he said they can make educated decisions around list management and recruiting and all of that. So he knows what's what. He's not panicking at all.
Yeah.
Yep. He is not panicking. He has a great poker face. Is that steely? He would have been absolutely ropeable after last week, but he ain't panicking. I can tell you that.
Yep. I think he'll bring us to better days.
It will.
Just wait and see.
Do you know, listeners can't see, but I saw that happening on his face. He was giving me a smirk.
Listeners don't know what I'm talking about. It's just a little God. Snippet. We have a very big surprise on the podcast on Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever I release it.
If you wake up and my Twitter account has been deleted and all history of Fiona Rose is gone, You'll know why. Yeah, you will.
All right. It's such a shame you've got the sponsor, your business name on our podcast. Yeah. But anyway, that's just segues nicely into what do you think will happen?
I think we'll come out really hot and we'll hit them where it hurts, but I think ultimately we'll lose by about 32.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I'll say... Yeah, the Pies might be thinking about the following week. Mm-hmm. A bit of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Can they lose top? They can't, can they?
I think they can. If Melbourne is it Melbourne who are second? If they win well.
No, Brisbane is second.
Brisbane.
And they're pretty much identical.
So they can if they lose.
Yeah, identical percentages, but Collingwood have a game in hand, but.
If they lose by enough, but what's the appeal of finishing first?
It's
2 year bear, but isn't it just 2 year verse in the finals?
I think Collingwood would rather play Port than Melbourne.
Port in it'd be here.
Yeah.
No, but that might change whether Port lose or win, whether Melbourne win or lose. So because Collingwood play Friday night, it's too hard to predict. If they were playing 4:40 Sunday, then they could tank purposely. And choose where and who to play.
I don't think they'll tank, but my suggestion is they just might be thinking about next week, might not want to go too hard, preserving their bodies, all those things. I think they'll skip out to an early lead. I think we'll try, and it'll be something like, what did you say?
32.
I'll say 36.
And then the season's done. Then no more footy. The season
is done. Correct.
Literally no more footy. I cannot believe I'm saying those words. Felt like we just started this shit. And by shit, I mean this Fiona's podcast.
Well, that's right. We did.
24 weeks ago, this was just a trial, and we've done every
week. We did trial it, didn't we? Yeah, after round one, we just thought, let's give it a go. And we had fun, and we got some nice feedback. And the numbers of, like, people have been listening on the podcast apps in particular. So, yeah. But I think they've come for the couch.
Okay.
So we do have a couple of questions to clear.
Yeah.
But is there anything prior to getting to that, anything else about Friday you want to chat about?
No, we've already said our superlatives about Waller, and we already sent him off last year, didn't we? So we don't need to go into that. But, yeah, just hope Phillips and Waller have a really good game, last of their careers. And the photo of them today on social media did make me tear up a little bit, saying their last captain's run. But, you know, good things come to an end, and they've both done really well and both had very big moments for us. So,
I do think, like, focusing on Waller, Phillips has been what you say for those sorts of players, a servant. He's been a great servant.
Yes.
There's time there for like during the top up year and whatnot. Waller was what brought you to the footy.
Yeah, that's right.
He's what got the kids excited.
He certainly was the source of a lot of Essendon happiness, that's for sure.
Yeah, like I'll never forget the pleasure he brought to us in a really dark period. So, he'll long be remembered.
Absolutely. He'll be one that you tell your kids about, or, you know, grandkids, or that kind of thing. Definitely, definitely. Mm. And what a legacy to leave, to have that. And as I've said on this podcast many times, not just Essendon, he is adored by other little kids barracking for other teams. They always say to, you know, friend to it for the AFL, Walla, Walla, Walla. You know, even in comparison to when Charlie Curnow, Eddie Betts are on the table, they always cheer for Walla. So that's a legacy.
Agree. Yeah, legacy is a really good word. And now you have one job, Walla, after tomorrow.
Go and make
babies, my friend. Go out to stud and make babies.
Boy babies, yep. Yeah. And girl babies.
And girl babies, of course.
We have a team now, so.
Yeah, but do just follow the lead of Alwyn, Davey, Senior.
Yeah, and produce a mix.
Yeah,
and correct. Lots.
Yes, please. That'd be great. All right. Now, should we go to the couch? So, we have a lot of questions which we're backing up, and you got a few this week. So what I thought I'd do is select maybe a couple that have been in the pile for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then a couple who came forward this week.
Okay, going out with a bang, hey?
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready. Last time this year.
Now, I question whether this is the Winsock 2000 who said this. How does Essendon improve? And why are we so fucking shit?
That could be literally anyone, but that does sound eerily like Mr. Winsock 2000. He's very dry.
He's very dry and blunt.
Yeah. How we improve? I think we just hop on the Brad Scott bus and he will lead us into the light. And by light, I mean into finals. I truly believe that. I'm excited to see what he does in this off season and head to pre-season training and stand next to Charlie Dons. And you'll see improvement and differences in structure. He's had a full year of evidence to go through. So really excited to see how he works the team. And why are we so shit? Wow. How far back? How much time have you got?
Yeah, I'll sum it up. It's organisational shitness. Like everything from the top to the bottom it has been, and not to say they're not great, great people working their guts out. I'm sure there's many, many people in that club, in the administration, in the football department that are doing their absolute best. But the fish rots from the head. I think the fish's head was rotten. And we now need a rebuild, organisational rebuild. And it's not going to take 1, 2, maybe even 3 years. It might take 5 years. To your point, stay the course.
This is the beginning of it. This off-season, this drafting period, this will have Brad Scott's stamp all over it. And unlike other coaches, I don't think he's going to be dictated to by the list manager and others who to draft. He's going to have his say on who do we trade and who we draft. He's not going to be pushed aside like other coaches and dictated to.
Yeah.
And I love that. That excites me.
Yep. Agree. All right. We've got a few to get through. What does one do with themselves? I think you meant to say oneself. That's okay. What does one do with oneself once football ends?
Oh, this is a problem. This is a this. I really sympathise with you, my friend, whoever you are. I feel like, I mean, you'll have to get a life. We'll have to get a life. We'll have to find friends, things to do, start jotting down TV shows that you
overrated. Friends overrated.
Yeah, true. True. Very true. Going outside, overrated. Look, well, a solution would tell you to start watching the soccer or football.
Can I just pause on that for a second before you go into your thing? Look, if you've been thinking to get into the Premier League, as much as I hate to say it, there's an Australian now coaching Ange Postecoglou.
What are you jumping off the way? You just last week you told you were
No. They're the enemy. They're the enemy. They're like the Collingwood. But if you don't have an allegiance, you could follow him because his team will be exciting. Well, just follow Arsenal, the youngest team in the league, finished second last year. They're on the way up. But get into it. It's a great sport. The TV coverage is amazing.
So how do we stream it? How do I stream it?
Oh, you need Optus. That's the problem.
And what time do I have to wake up to watch this?
Well, you can watch it the next day.
No. It's got to be live. I would look at the score. No.
Right. No. So what I do is
I
wake up in the morning and then watch it like it's live. I don't know the score.
No, I'd be too tempted to look at spoilers and shit. Yeah, nah. All right, so scrap that. Don't do the soccer. This is what I would do. Put your sights on the tennis come January. So you've got that. No, that's great. December, you got Christmas, so that should keep you busy enough. November, it's
worst
trade.
Part of the year. Stressful.
It's trade draft. So essentially, you only really have to get through October and September because now we're finished.
You could bet on horses.
No, because we don't want to create monsters and lose people their money.
Because then they'll come back next year and there'll be Fiona's couch. We need Fiona's couch question. So next year it'll be, I have a gambling problem. What can I do?
I'm not sure I have any advice for that one. But, yeah, I mean, look, the point is here that it's going to be hard and life is not going to have meaning and we're going to be on our hands and knees come February next year, drooling down the chin. I'm not going to lie. I struggle. I feel like a part of me goes away in the off-season. Because I froth, you know, anyone who knows me, I consume all football, all teams, everything. I listen to the radio, on deliveries, I've got my AirPods in, listening to the games, any games while I'm taking, I've got replays on or commentary happening, I read about it. So I consume a lot of AFL. So I really do.
So you'll feel it.
I will feel, yes, I will be shake. I'll have a twitch in my eye for a week or two, definitely. Yeah.
Well, you know, pick up a hobby, read a book.
That is my hobby.
Do a cooking. No, I'm talking to this person.
Oh, right, okay.
Read books, do a cooking course, you know, buy some hiking boots,
we don't appreciate that the footy is also a big part of a lot of people's social lives, you know. A lot of people have don't have a big social life, but the footy is a place where they know they can go out and potentially meet people and be in an environment around people. So it is mentally a big thing for it to disappear just, you know, for a good chunk of the year. So no, I have some sympathy. Slide into the DMs if I'm there. I'm there for you, buddy.
I do get a sense of relief when I don't have to do the podcast editing and shit. Not that I edit anymore, but even putting the podcast up, adding the intro, adding the song, doing the thing.
Looking forward to the break, is that what?
Not to mention every Sunday we're recording, so I'm making sure I'm free 8 o'clock every Sunday. Yeah, every year.
Oh,
I'm
like, are you setting us up for something here? Are you about to break that?
No, I was about to say every year. Every
we're
year
not going
I'm like,
back next year.
Every year I'm like, let's just go out on a bang, let's just end it, and then by the following year,
get in the field.
Essendon gets me. Essendon sucks me in. This is the problem.
Smart food bar, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got more.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not about football. I should be dating more, but I also want to sit at home and do nothing.
Oh, there we go.
Hmm.
Is that it? Is that
that's it?
Oh, okay. I kind of sympathise with this person too. Dating sucks. Dating is awful. It's absolutely fucking awful. There is very few, very very few pros and so many cons that enough to turn anybody off. And sitting at home is much more appealing.
Are you talking about online dating in particular?
Well, does this person specify?
No.
So I'm talking all dating, online dating, dating in person, everything. It all sucks. It's awful. It's
You must have had some good experiences, surely.
I've had wonderful experiences, but I've had awful experiences too, and way more awful ones than good ones, definitely.
Yeah, my advice would be you're going to be able to spend a lot of time, basically eternity, doing nothing when you leave this earth. So just go out and do shit. Don't sit on the couch.
My advice is you only have one life and you do not want to spend that around toxic motherfuckers and people who are going to steal your energy and make you feel uncomfortable, make you feel insecure. And that's the thing with dating. You're connecting with people who you don't know what they're like. Ultimately, you meet them online, you meet them once in person. Ultimately, you don't know what their agendas are, what their personalities are like, whether they gaslight you. And so my advice is don't be very, very particular when you're especially on online dating. Don't agree to dates willy-nilly. See your red flags and believe your red flags. Sit on the couch. If it's a choice between being gaslit and, you know, treated poorly or sitting on the couch for a month, sit on that couch.
But how do you get candy?
Wow. You do a little dance like voila, Tipper Woody would, and you just spell one arm out to the left and one arm out to the right and you see who bites.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a bit of extra advice. Now, this one, this is a bit self-indulgent. It's a bit self-indulgent, but I'm going to – two more I've got.
Okay, go for it.
But somebody did say, love FF, love the couch segment.
Oh, I was just about to say, what the fuck is FF?
Jesus Christ. It's time for your meds.
Yeah.
Love FF. Love the couch segment. Just adds some fun to the footy chat.
Oh, that's breaks nice.
Breaks it all up, unlike any other out there.
Well, that's nice.
That is nice. That last bit is definitely true.
Yes.
I don't think anyone's.
I don't think anybody's dipping their toe in. No one even. What we do is unlike any other professional podcast. We are not that. But anyway, thank you. That's very lovely.
It is very lovely, so thank you. But particularly when I read this next one, which you will never hear on it.
You have a very, very, very evil-looking smirk on your face.
I don't
and
make
I
up
am
the
afraid
questions.
Now.
I don't
I'm
make up
afraid.
The questions.
Some people have accused you of it. Now I'm starting to wonder.
Well, no. So I'm a Dom, but I hate it.
No.
How do I change this about myself?
Is this the last one?
Now, do you want to explain what that means for people that don't know?
I think everybody listening knows, unless you're listening to this on the radio in front of your kids on school drop-off. Everybody knows. Come on. Are you thinking that some people don't know what we're talking about? Okay. Dom, meaning a dominator, so in the bedroom, likes to be the one who's dominating rather than – so likes to be the one telling the partner what to do rather than the other way around. Likes to be in control. I'd put it very simply, you are who you are, and the longer you try to change who you are and what you like, the more unhappy you will be, the more unhappy and less happy times and less orgasms you will have. That's what I'm going to say.
But to, just as a counter, he or she hates it and clearly want to change it about themselves. So maybe they're not getting pleasure from it.
No, but that sounds to me as if they feel ashamed because they want to be, because in some relationships on the surface, you would think a dominator is domineering and, you know, and that has a bit of a negative connotation to it. So that sounds to me like that person is ashamed of the fact that they're a dominant. And I'm just saying there's nothing to be ashamed of. We are who we are. If that's who you are, that's who you are. And if you're finding it something you want to dapple in and try changing it up, change it up. But don't feel bad about yourself because you're made you orgasm one way and not the other. You can't change these things. You can't change it about yourself. So just go with what feels good.
Well, there you go. That should make you feel better.
Wow. Did not think I'd be discussing that particular topic tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah. We've covered a few. You look at the different various topics in this segment.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of them.
Yeah. A lot of relationships.
Anyone that stick out for you?
I mean, that one was pretty memorable. I think that one will be, maybe is it recency bias though?
My favourite was rabbit versus guinea pig. What should I get?
Yeah, okay. That was a Ruby. She left a mark, did she?
Yeah, Ruby the Mad Rooter.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been a new segment this year.
Yeah.
We might run a poll to see if it stays around or we have to come up with something new.
Ah, it's staying. It's staying.
I think you've enjoyed it more than anyone, huh?
Yeah, it's good fun. But, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. So you're right. We started round one and we just thought, let's try it, see if anyone listens. And sure enough.
And we had fun doing it. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you put it out and it was pretty good. But, no, thank you so much for listening because I can't stand the sound of my own voice and the sound of my own thoughts. So the fact that anybody willingly listens is still just bonkers to me. So thank you for the support.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it.
And will there be any pre-season trade draft?
Well, we normally do Socktober. So that's something we do. We normally have a podcast in Socktober. We, of course, have the finale. Sorry?
What does that cover?
Whatever's going on. Normally, you know, last year it was pretty good because there was, like, turmoil and stuff we had to cover.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right.
Lots of shit happening.
This time last year. Can you remember how miserable we were this time last year? The walls were falling down. I think a truck had just been sacked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a really good... It's a good reminder, isn't it?
I was about to say, that is something really good to reflect on. I actually felt, and I think I said this on the pod, I think I feel as sick as I felt during the saga. Maybe that's a stretch. But I felt as, like in my stomach, you know, that really pit feeling in the bottom of your stomach, that eeriness, that's what it felt, how the club treated Truck, because they went, like, it was just disgusting.
The way it was done just smacked of... I guess some of the dysfunction that exists.
Yeah.
And existed back then in particular.
It mirrored it. It exactly mirrored it.
Yep. And I think that you're right. I think Brad Scott will make he'll make changes in the football department. Watson will make changes in the administration. And I think
we've got a new head of what's his role? What was Marnie's role? Head of football?
Football operations.
Operations, yeah. So we're going to, like, Brad, I love that Brad Scott will have a say on that. That's great.
Yep, yep. And I think those two men are the right men to lead the club.
The other thing is the assistant coaches were all in place when he got here. He might have a say on that as well. So he might want to bring someone else in. And I just hope to God that they have a bit of a look at the fitness department and the recruiting department and Brad Scott has a big say on it. Because yeah. I trust him. I'd really trust him to make good decisions for the club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we just need to, like, head from the board down. We need to make sure that we've only got the best people in the job that we can possibly have. And I don't care if they're Essendon legends or...
It's better that they're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's true. I think that's true.
I think we've proven... We have set that blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That it's about, and look at, I mean, some people are saying Voss is no good, but he's gotten Carlton into the finals. Well, he was a flop at Brisbane, so.
Yeah, and he's got some pretty good players too.
He does have good cattle, very good cattle.
We need that top end star. We need a couple of them. But anyway,
He's batting. I don't know the fucking cricket terminology, but he's batting some stupid bat and ball, whatever it is.
Now you've lost me completely.
whatever you have to bat, that's bad. Whatever ball you bat, whatever the saying is in cricket.
Whatever ball you bat. Do you mean he's got a bad batting average? Is this what you mean?
That is, if that is a bad thing, then that is what he has. Did you see that stat today? That only 25% or some stupid stat on Twitter that 25% of the players he's recruited have reached 50 games or so. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that gap of 3 years when we gave away draft picks for, do you remember? Shiel, 2 years, and then the other one. Number five, the four.
Oh, yep, Dev. Yep, Dev. And what are we getting for Stringer?
Fuck it. But yeah, like, yeah. Just as I said, from top to bottom, we've been dysfunctional. And I think we're on the road to being functional.
I might say this might sound a little bit hypocritical, given what I just said about Darcy Parrish, but I am willing to pay a little bit of overs to get Mackay at Essendon. He is such a great need for our football club. He's the perfect, as I've said it before, and I'd be happy to pay overs. And to be honest, in my yoga class yesterday, no, Tuesday, at my gym, the yoga class is like I have to go upstairs, and then there's a wellness room upstairs, mm-hmm. and they're big glass windows, and then the pool is down below.
So in the wellness part, are just full of Essendon fans in the fetal position, rocking.
Yes, they had to. We actually had to move them on. They've been there since Sunday.
Yeah.
We had to move them on. But the North Melbourne players, they train at, or they use the pool at my gym. I'm doing my yoga class on Tuesday because it's big glass windows. You can see out into the pool,
yep.
And they can see up. Don't know why that was. I mean, a way to make a women feel bloody insecure. Like everyone in the pool can look up and see us doing, you know, with our asses in the air in the downward dog position. But anyway, so the North
there's,
Melbourne boys.
There's people taking subscriptions to this pool right now, but you realise. But anyway, move on.
So the North Melbourne boys are in the pools doing laps to up and down.
You were perving on them.
Every so often, but only one in particular was had my eye out for. Every so often, Ben Mackay and my eyes would meet. And I felt like, and in my head I'm thinking I was doing the whole, you know, telepathetic, like, come to Bombers, mate, come to Essendon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I, for 1 second there, I felt like he understood what I was putting out there through the glass windows.
Wow.
And so I'm happy to just pay that little bit of extra money to get him over the line.
So you're taking credit if he...
And I'll be taking 100% credit. Maybe Brad Scott can take a little because he has a relationship with him. But ultimately, I got it across the line. That's undeniable, right? After I've told you that.
We broke the Heppel story and now we're breaking that story.
Yep. Yeah, I tell you, for a club that's lost 20 games in a row, they were up and about. They were cheering. It was a party. They were walking laps in two of the lanes at the pool. Tell you what. They looked like they were on the footy trip already. Not going to lie.
Because only one loss to go.
Yeah, exactly. And then they got Harley Reid. So they're loving life.
Yeah. Well, on that note, it's been a lot of fun and a great pleasure. So thank you, Fiona, for your bringing this to life.
Well, thank you for taking the time to... Everybody should be very grateful. I know we bag him, but Solution goes to a lot of effort to... There is a bit involved to put these out and to logistically...
Not a huge amount of effort. But nonetheless,
you're the boss. You're the OG. You always will be. You always have that honour. And we thank you.
Well, thank you. No, thank you. But that's enough self. Congratulating.
That doesn't sound like us.
No, not at all. But thanks to everyone that listens.
Thank you.
And if you've enjoyed the forecast, I urge you to get onto the sponsor, Something About Cake. Have a look. And I don't know, there's no Essendon Finals cakes that you'll need, but maybe you could...
I might do a Christmas range, so look out.
Yeah, Christmas bomber range. That sounds good. So get on. Check out the final podcast on Sunday. We're going to be doing the list review. We always do the Winsock Awards. So Henneman of the Year, Herd of the Year. I think Henneman of the Year might be a challenge. A lot of candidates. Douche of the Year as well, Lady of the Year. And... a song to remember as well. You have to get...
No, if you stop before the end, that's actually recommended. Just skip the song this week.
It might be the greatest thing we've ever done. We've done some great things.
How would I compare it? A car crash comes to mind?
You know that goat?
You know that goat that was likened on the internet to Taylor Swift screaming? Like, you know that goat screaming and they put it to Taylor Swift? That could kind of be it.
Look, art's subjective. We all know that.
Okay.
Art is subjective. Mm-hmm. So I consider it a work of art. So check that out. Thanks to everyone that listened.
Thank you, everyone, for the last time.
Thanks again, and we'll see you forecasting next year.
Thank you, guys.
Ciao.